U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a nearly $2 trillion stimulus plan to tackle COVID-19 and jumpstart a battered economy. It would be America's third rescue package. Under the proposal, over $400 million will be used to fight the pandemic. There will also be more unemployment benefits and an extra $1,400 direct payment to individuals.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight, and there's no time to waste. We have to act, and we have to act now.
But Mr. Biden's ambitious first 100 days agenda is overshadowed by the looming Senate trial of Donald Trump. Some Democrats are calling for a delay so as not to complicate Mr. Biden's first weeks in office. At the same time, reports say Sunday's rehearsal for Mr. Biden's inauguration are being postponed because of security concerns. Washington is in lockdown. More than 20,000 National Guard troops have been called up ahead of the presidential swearing-in. The city has been on edge following last week's deadly siege on the U.S. Capitol. But Vice President Mike Pence has promised a safe and orderly transition of power.
Aim here, the American people can be confident, is that we're going to ensure that we have a safe inauguration, that President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are sworn in as the new President and Vice President of the United States in a manner consistent with our history, with our traditions.
Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, we'll get to the inauguration in just a bit. But first, walk us through Mr. Biden's rescue and recovery package. How does his approach to the pandemic differ from President Trump's?
Look, Steve, the biggest difference is conceptual. I mean, as you know, President Trump has been criticized for having led a response to COVID-19 that took the accent, the focus off the federal government, the national government here in Washington, D.C., and put the focus on America's 50 individual states and did not treat those 50 individual states as equals in the conversation, but prioritized providing aid and assistance to states that were run by Republican governors and Republican lawmakers and deprioritized and often engaged in very combative conversations with those states that were run by Democrats. Joe Biden insists that his approach, and the proof of the pudding will be in the eating, of course, is going to be entirely bipartisan and that this will be a national response to COVID-19. And that was really the clarion message that he was delivering last night, not just that he's going to put $130 billion into preparing America's schools for the safe, the COVID-safe return of students and teachers, which marks him out from Donald Trump, but also more broadly, that this is now a priority that America needs to focus on. He was trying, I think, to cut last night through all the cacophony that has been created by the political instability here over the last week and put Americans on notice that right after he takes the oath of office next Wednesday, the top priority is coming up with a national plan and implementing it to battle the pandemic.
And Simon, he could face roadblocks in a busy Senate, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be challenges, no question, to Joe Biden's pledge to reach out across the aisle and work with Republicans. And this is going to be the earliest and possibly the largest challenge to all of that, because much of the spending contained in this proposal will be opposed philosophically by Republicans. And remember that while Democrats will be taking control of the Senate, it will be a knife-edge situation, 50-50, requiring Vice President Kamala Harris, when the vote is 50-50, to come in and break the deadlock. But getting to 50-50 will be complicated because there are conservative Democrats from conservative leading parts of the country, particularly Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, whose concerns about, for example, adding to the national debt will have to be addressed by the Biden administration if they are to secure his support. And without his support, they're dead in the water on Capitol Hill. So this is going to be a very early test of Joe Biden's ability to build consensus.
We'll be watching closely, as we know you will as well. Simon Marks speaking to us there from Washington, D.C.